The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 p.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you by China Radio International.
Paul James with you on this Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. Welcome to the Beijing Hour, coming to you live from the Chinese capital. Coming up on the program this evening, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang calling for objectivity as part of an economic speech delivered today to the OECD in Paris. Doctors are warning of the possibility of additional deaths from this past weekend's deadly water park fire in Taiwan. Greek pensioners have been queuing to try to gain access to their money ahead of Sunday's referendum on the country's latest bailout offer. Business, another down day on the mainland markets despite new policy measures to ease concerns. Sports, finally this year's Women's World Cup, a repeat to the last one. And in entertainment, the Governator in East Asia to promote the latest installment in the Terminator franchise. All of that coming up within the hour. A reminder as always, though, a few ways to keep in contact with us here on the Beijing Hour. Follow us on our Weibo account. All you need to do is go to weibo.com/Beijing Hour. We're also on WeChat. Type in Beijing Hour and you'll search us down that way. Send us an email directly, beijinghour@cri.com.cn. And of course, visit english.cri.cn for all the latest news and information from China Radio International. Approaching 3 minutes past the hour. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has made a stop at the offices of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in France as part of his current European tour. The details from CRI, Xiaoyi.
Premier Li Keqiang has delivered a speech to OECD officials suggesting that while China's economic situation remains sound, it should also be put into context.
China remains the world's biggest developing country. In terms of aggregate economy, it's true that China ranks at the world's second, but in terms of per capita GDP, China's per capita GDP is only $7,589, 65% of the world's average level, one-seventh of the U.S., one-fifth of the European Union, ranking at 80th in the world.
At the same time, Li Keqiang says stabilizing the global economic situation, increasing employment, and promoting sustainable development remain challenges for every country. The premier says a series of measures are being implemented in China to try to face these challenges. He says these include the broader reform of China's overall economic structure, easing market access, and encouraging mass entrepreneurship.
Through our hard work, we have the ability and the confidence to achieve the target of around 7% of GDP growth for this year. If the Chinese economy indeed grows by 7% this year, the increased volume will be bigger than the 7.4% GDP growth last year. So if the Chinese economy continues to maintain such a median to high level growth rate in 10 years or even 10 plus years, and by the middle of the century, the dream of the people to make the country mid-level developed country will be achieved. And realized.
Mario Pazzini, director of the OECD Development Center, says they believe the path of new normal, the adjustment of the economy towards more sustained growth, is the right direction for China.
The most important right now is innovation. Rather than expanding the scale, we should develop the value and effect of what we do. I think innovation is crucial for many countries, such as OECD and China. I admire China's vision that the country focuses on mid- and long-term development rather than short-term interests, and also takes into account of the environmental burden. It is correct. So I'm not worried whether China's GDP growth can reach 7% or not. The quality of development is more important.
Li Keqiang's time at the OECD headquarters in Paris is part of his four-day visit to France, which has also seen him oversee the signing of a number of economic agreements connected to nuclear energy and air transport. His time in France is the first by a Chinese premier in nearly a decade. For CRI, I'm Xiaoyi.
Doctors treating those injured in this past weekend's massive fire at a water park in Taiwan are warning of the possibility of more victims succumbing to their injuries. A second person has now died from their burns following Saturday's fire. Around 500 people were hurt after flammable theatrical dust blown into the crowd caught fire during a concert at a water park on Saturday night in New Taipei City, which is a suburb of Taipei. Authorities say around half of those injured are suffering from serious burns. Dr. Yao Qingtai with Cathay General in Taipei says those in intensive care are going to have to fight to survive.
The death rate for them is more than 50%. If you try to uncover their wounds, many won't feel a thing. Those who cried the loudest usually had minor injuries, while those with third-degree burns had no sense of pain because the heat fried their nerve endings.
Mainland authorities have offered to send help to Taiwan to assist the hospitals treating the injured. Those discussions are still underway. So far, no arrests have been made in connection with the fire, though the mayor of New Taipei City is promising heavy repercussions for anyone found culpable. Newly released analysis of a dramatic plane crash in Taiwan earlier this year has revealed the captain of the TransAsia flight mistakenly switched off the plane's only working engine just before it crashed. Thomas Wong, head of Taiwan's aviation